Today on Life Talk.
We don't need to go to worldly philosophers for wisdom. We sure don't need to turn to the world for wisdom. We need the wisdom of God. And where is it? It is encapsulated in Jesus Christ. He is my wisdom, your wisdom, our wisdom. If I need wisdom, he's got it. Jesus is my wisdom.
Welcome to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire, founder and senior pastor of Turning Point Church in Fort Worth, Texas. If you're looking for some encouragement, words of hope, solid biblical truth, and maybe even a laugh or two, well, that's exactly what Pastor Jeff wants to share with you today. We know life can get pretty busy and complicated at times, so we're truly grateful you've chosen to take a break and listen to the program. Now, if you're not able to hang out with us for the entire program, you can always check it out at our website, lifetalkradio.us. In fact, you can find all the programs right there waiting just for you, lifetalkradio.us. But right now, here's Pastor Jeff to tell us more about today's program on Life Talk.
Hi, everybody. Well, I'm excited about today's message because we're going deeper in our study of the gifts of the Spirit. On today's broadcast, we're going to see that the nine gifts of the Spirit listed in 1 Corinthians 12 can be divided into three categories: revelation gifts, power gifts, and utterance gifts. These gifts of the Spirit are distributed by the Holy Spirit to believers in Jesus Christ solely for the edification of the church. And today we're going to explore the first category, the revelation gifts, which are the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. This is going to be a powerful time in God's Word. So let's get started as I share on the revelation gifts of the Spirit from our series entitled, The Gifts of the Spirit.
I'm calling this tonight the Big Nine Gifts, because these are the nine that most of you have heard about, read about, perhaps were taught about. They're found in 1 Corinthians 12, and we're going to read about them. I'm going to cover the first three because they are breaking down into three categories. But let's just begin by opening up to 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1, and then I'm going to go from verse 1 to verse 4 through 6. Now, Paul says, notice what he says. This is interesting. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I don't want you to be ignorant. There is no premium on ignorance. Amen? So we know right there, if the Apostle Paul said, I don't want you to be ignorant about spiritual gifts, we should not be ignorant about the spiritual gifts. We should really understand them. Amen? He said, I don't want you, the church, to be ignorant. So then in verse 4, he tells us more about the gifts. There are diversities or different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, which means outlets, but the same Lord. And there are differences of activities, and that means manifestations, or better yet, results. There are different kinds of results that come about when the Holy Spirit manifests himself in the gifts through you and me. Somebody might get healed, somebody might get edified, somebody might get delivered, somebody might get healed, whatever it is, there's different results. But it's the same God who does all of it, who works all in all. All the gifts of the Spirit, and Paul just harps on this, come from the Holy Spirit, who distributes them to each person individually as he wills. Now that's a real thought, because there's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And I think we tend to look at the Holy Spirit not as personally as we do the Father and the Son. We kind of picture the Holy Spirit as this force or some kind of a spiritual fog that comes upon the church, you know, something ethereal. But the Holy Ghost is a person. He is a he. The personal pronoun he is used to refer to him, not it ever, but he. And he gave you the gift you have. It said he distributed to each one individually as who willed? He, personal pronoun, he, as he willed. He gave it to you as he willed. So the gifts we're about to read about, when you got saved, the Holy Spirit gave you one. Now, you can easily count 21. 21 gifts of the Spirit. We're looking at nine of them tonight. By the time we're done with this series, we're going to have covered the gift that's in you, whatever that happens to be. All right? So, and we also learned that the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one. Why? Why? For the profit of all. It's not to bring attention to you or me, where people will go, ooh, aren't they spiritual? Boy, look at them move in the gift of the Holy Spirit. No, the gifts of the Holy Spirit are never given to exalt you and me. They are given for our profit, and they are given for the edification, exhortation, and comfort of the body of Christ. All right? So it's never to bring glory to ourselves. Now, in the next few verses, Paul's going to list 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit, and these 9 gifts can be divided into 3 categories. Here's the 3 categories the gifts are divided into. First one is revelation gifts. Revelation gifts are wisdom, knowledge, and discernment. All right? The second category is power gifts, faith, healings, miracles. The third category is utterance gifts, prophecy, tongues, interpretation. So in these 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit, 3 categories they are in: revelation gifts, power gifts, utterance gifts. So tonight we're going to look at the revelation gifts. Are you ready to get some revelation? All right, revelation gifts. Now, I'm going to read about 2 of them because I want to deal with the 2 kind of together because they are very connected. He says in verse 8, "For to one is given the word of wisdom." How does he get it? Through the Spirit. "To another, the word of knowledge through the same Spirit." So here, Paul is making a distinction between sort of a brother and a sister. They're really together. A word of wisdom and a word of knowledge. And I'm going to show you the difference between wisdom and knowledge in a minute. So he begins first with the gift of wisdom. That's the very first spiritual gift he deals with the Corinthian church. The very first thing he talks about is the gift of wisdom. Now notice, he calls it a gift. We're not talking about IQ here. We're not talking about native intelligence here. We're talking about something the Spirit of God gives to some people. All right? So he begins with the gift of wisdom, which is in keeping with the rest of Scripture, which gives the preeminence to wisdom. For instance, here's a great verse. Proverbs 4:7 says, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, do what with it? Get it. Get it. And in all you're getting, get understanding with it." Now I want to give you another version here. "Getting wisdom is the most important thing you can do." That's the New Living Translation. The next one, "Wisdom is supreme, so get wisdom." That's just a tiny example of all the times in the Bible we are told, hey, wisdom's a big deal. You need to go for it. Go after it. Chase it. Pursue it. Read your Bible. If you want to be really wise, read your Bible. Get God's wisdom. Amen? Find God's wisdom. And all you're getting, get understanding. So the Bible gives a preeminence to wisdom. Now, it's also important to point out here that the translators in several Bible versions, including the one we just read, which was the New King James Version, is the first version I read, they call it the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge. But in the original Greek, the definite article, the, is not there. It's not there. So it's better translated a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, which makes more sense to me. All right? So to one he gives a word of wisdom, and to another he gives a word of knowledge. When you need wisdom, when you give knowledge, he gives a word of wisdom. He gives a word of knowledge. So first let's talk about a word of wisdom. What is wisdom? Again, it's not IQ. I know a lot of people with high IQs live doing dumb things. Right? Matter of fact, a high IQ gives you more ability to do dumber things. It's really true. Now, what is wisdom? Let me give you a few definitions. One definition of wisdom is seeing life from God's viewpoint. Doesn't it help to see things from God's viewpoint? Amen? And how are you ever going to do that? You're only going to see life through God's viewpoint when you really spend a lot of time in the Bible. Because the Bible is going to give you life from God's viewpoint. And that's what we want. Now, that's a good definition of wisdom. Another really good one is this: using knowledge rightly. using knowledge rightly. It is the fitting use of knowledge. That's wisdom. You can have a lot of knowledge and no wisdom. But wisdom is when you know how to use the knowledge you have rightly. Now, here's my definition of wisdom. I put this together today. I'll stand with it. Here's what I think it is. A word of wisdom is God's counsel dispensed to us, which enables us to make godly, wise decisions. A word of wisdom is God's counsel. He counsels you. How many of you have even lately really needed some wisdom from God? Come on, you need some wisdom from God, a word of wisdom from God. Lord, I'm in a real situation. I don't know how to handle this. I've got 10 different options. What am I going to do? Lord, I need you to give me counsel. Amen? So again, a word of wisdom is God's counsel dispensed to us, which enables us to make a godly, wise decision. Now, wisdom ultimately comes from Jesus Christ. He is our wisdom. Can you say with me, Jesus is my wisdom? The Bible says it's because of him, that is God, that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God. Jesus was and is the personification of wisdom. There's nobody wiser. I mean, we talk about Solomon, but Jesus himself said a greater than Solomon is here talking about himself. Right? So nobody had the wisdom Jesus had or has and always will have. Listen, we don't need to go to worldly philosophers for wisdom. We sure don't need to turn to the world for wisdom. We need the wisdom of God. And where is it? It is encapsulated in Jesus Christ. He is my wisdom, your wisdom, our wisdom. If I need wisdom, he's got it in spades, all caps. Jesus is my wisdom. Amen? So therefore, I want to read all the red I can read. You know what I mean by that? In your Bibles, some of your Bibles, the words of Jesus are in red. Read all the red you can read. Because that's the wisdom of God talking. That's the wisdom of God talking. The idea here is this. Why do you need a word of wisdom? A need arises. A need arises. Some problem presents itself, which happens about once a month at least, right? How often do you have problems? I have problems every day. Am I weird? How many of you dealt with some problems today? All right? Isn't life all about problem solving? I mean, every day we are handed a set of problems to solve in one way or another. All right? So that is when we need all the time a word of wisdom. We need to know what to do in a given situation. We don't want to miss God, and we don't want to make a bad decision and suffer the consequences. So we need a word of wisdom. We need God to speak his counsel into our situation, which we see Jesus doing all the time in the New Testament.
Pastor Jeff will be back in a moment, but first I want to share a couple of thoughts with you. First, you may not be able to stay with us for the entire program, but don't worry, you can find the full program at our website, lifetalkradio.us, along with all the programs. Lastly, we get emails and calls every week from listeners just like you who tell us how much the program means to them. But we want to hear from you too, so let me encourage you to connect with us by calling 877-884-3111, or you can email us through our website, lifetalkradio.us. That's lifetalkradio.us or call 877-884-3111. And now, let's go ahead and get back to Pastor Jeff with the rest of today's program.
Now, James wrote, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault." God's never going to say, "Would you quit bugging me and come to me with all your problems?" God is never going to say that. He never finds fault. If you go to God 100 times in a day needing wisdom, he never finds fault with that. And it will be, everybody say will be, given to you. Now, I didn't write this down, but by memory, he goes on to say, "But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like the wave of the sea, driven of the wind and tossed. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. For the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." So when you ask for wisdom, you got to believe it's coming. You got to believe he's going to give it to you. We walk by faith and not by sight. Amen? So to answer our request, God gives a word of wisdom. A word of wisdom. A word of wisdom may come directly to your mind after prayer by way of a personal revelation of exactly what course of action you ought to take. He may send somebody into your life with the gift. Remember, it's a gift. With the gift of wisdom. These people that can walk into a situation and they move in wisdom sort of above the pay grade of most of us. They move in wisdom and they're able to look at a situation and just say, here's what I believe the wisdom of God is for you and for your situation. And they give a word of wisdom because God gave them the gift of wisdom. What did Solomon pray for when God made him king? Wisdom. He said, Lord, I need wisdom to lead these people. I need wisdom to make the right decisions. I need wisdom to bring glory to you. I don't want to make just endless mistakes. Lord, above all things, I'm not asking you for long life. I'm not asking you for riches. I'm not asking you for anything but wisdom. And God said, because you didn't ask me for long life and you didn't ask me for riches, I'm going to give you those as a side benefit to you asking for wisdom because God places a premium on wisdom. Amen? So a word of wisdom can come directly to our hearts. I mean, there have been times I've been praying about something, and it's kind of weird. I'll really pray. God, I need wisdom. And I'll sit there before the Lord and wait, and nothing comes to me. And then I'll be doing something later in the day or in the week, totally nondescript and non-spiritual. And suddenly, kaplunk, God will drop something in my heart, a word of wisdom. Here's what you should do. Maybe because in prayer I'm trying too hard to hear so that I can't hear. And when I'm not trying so hard, he's able to drop it into my heart. But God promises if you ask for wisdom, I'm going to get it to you. I'm either going to give you wisdom in your own spirit, or I'm going to send somebody with a gift of wisdom, a word of wisdom, and I'm going to give you a word of wisdom. And boy, when God gives his wisdom, listen, it clears the water. You know exactly what you're supposed to do. You know exactly which course to take. And you do it, and it settles it. We see Christ doing this all the time in his earthly ministry. People come up to him not knowing what to do, or with these really difficult brain twister questions, and Jesus would just speak into it, and it was settled right there. Where they said to themselves, it says, no one dared ask him anything anymore, because he always nailed them with his wisdom. That same Jesus is still talking today. And giving wisdom today. Say with me, he's my wisdom. Amen. And he lives inside of you. All right, that's the word of wisdom. And then there is a word of knowledge right next to it. The gift of the word of knowledge, in my understanding, can be understood in one of two ways. And I'm going to give you both. And I think both are valid. The first one is that as a person learns, particularly biblical truth, he or she accumulates biblical knowledge. Word of knowledge, knowledge. All right? Matter of fact, the word knowledge here is gnosis in the Greek language, and that means knowledge from learning, knowledge from experience. So here's this person, you, me, anybody who spends a lot of time in the Word of God, you accumulate knowledge, biblical truth. All right? Once you become well-learned in the things of God, you are able to bring a word of knowledge to others who need an answer. In other words, you are gifted by the Holy Spirit to instruct or impart knowledge. Now, remember I quoted a couple of Sundays ago that verse from Hebrews where the writer says, you ought to be teachers by now. Some of you in his target audience, he's saying to them, some of you, you've been in the Word a long time. You've been a Christian a long time. You ought to be teaching by now. You've got enough knowledge to bring a word of knowledge to people that need some truth, and yet you need to be taught all over again the basics of Christianity. He said, this ought not to be. You're missing the boat. You need to be in there teaching. Now, see, right now, essentially, I'm operating in a word of knowledge. I'm imparting knowledge. Am I not? I mean, if you ever leave a service here and you didn't learn anything, I failed. I'm imparting knowledge. The only way I have the knowledge I'm imparting is I studied. I spent time in the Word of God. So you need answers. I can give you biblical answers that answer your confusion. And it's a word of knowledge that comes to you. Jesus did this all the time. all the time. Track him in the New Testament. For instance, one of my favorites. He was asked a theoretical question one day by the Sadducees, who did not believe in a resurrection. But they asked him this question anyway. They said, okay, Lord, if there's a resurrection, then how about a man who has many wives, and they all die, and then finally he dies, and they're all up in heaven. Jesus, who is his wife up there? Who's his wife up there? You think God's going to leave you with that kind of nightmare? No, here's the deal. Jesus said, now watch what Jesus said. You are in error. Why? Because you don't know the scriptures or the power of God. If you'd known the word of God, you wouldn't have even asked me that question because it's not a biblical question. If you had known the word, you wouldn't have even had the question. But what is he doing? He is imparting a word of knowledge based on biblical truth, right? So the more you and I learn the Bible, the more that we're able to answer somebody who has questions, and they're everywhere. I mean, people are so confused now. Listen, we're in another dark ages out there as far as Bible knowledge. And I hate to say it, but it's sort of like the twilight ages in a lot of the church. A lot of the church doesn't know the Word of God. But for those of us who spend time in the Bible, spend time with God, we have knowledge. And when somebody has a question, we can impart a word of knowledge. Matter of fact, I think a good definition of wisdom, like I've already said, is a fitting application of knowledge. We can wisely answer them and clear their confusion up. And again, folks, that is so needed today. You would be amazed at things that I hear, things that I'm asked, that 30 years ago, you thought everybody knew it. And really, most everybody did know it. But now, they don't know it. I'm talking about the simplest questions people are very confused about. So we need churches that can bring a word of knowledge into people's lives in love, not like obnoxious know-it-alls. Amen. Thank the Lord. But a word of knowledge, a word of knowledge, a word of knowledge. Now, I got to tell you, a person can be knowledgeable in Bible truth and have no wisdom. I've pastored 36 years, and I'm going to tell you, how many of you have ever had to endure a know-it-all for too long? Somebody who knew it all. They just knew it all. They had all the answers. But have you ever noticed that the know-it-all never knows how to tell you what they know with wisdom? You know, I'm thinking of, you know, like the wife who wants her husband to be saved. She knows it all. She's got all the answers. She's got all the Bible knowledge. And everywhere he goes in his lazy boy, there's a tract sitting there waiting for him to sit down, and he's got to pick up and read that Bible tract. She's always quoting the Bible to him, nagging him about Bible truth, and she does not have a clue how, or she doesn't have the wisdom to use the knowledge rightly. Okay? You can do that with the world out there. You can come over as obnoxious and, you know, just beat people up with truth. There is a way to deliver truth. There is a timing to deliver truth. And that's where wisdom comes in. Let me give you a couple of examples. Knowledge is knowing how to use a gun. Wisdom is knowing when to use it. Okay? Knowledge understands the light is turned red. Wisdom says you better stop. Knowledge sees the quicksand. Wisdom avoids it. Knowledge memorizes the Ten Commandments. I know all the commandments. I can tell you all the commandments. I learned them in Sunday school. All right? But wisdom obeys them. There's a lot of people who know that word. They don't walk in it. They know it, but they don't walk in it. What good does it do you to know it if you don't live it? Right? Knowledge learns about God. Wisdom loves him. See, we need wisdom coupled with knowledge, or you can do more damage with knowledge than if you didn't have any knowledge. So having tons of knowledge is good, but having the wisdom to know how to use it is best.
Thanks for listening today to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire. To get a copy of today's message, give us a call at 877-884-3111. Or you can pick it up at our website, lifetalkradio.us. That's 877-884-3111 or the website, lifetalkradio.us. And while you're there at the website, you'll find today's message along with all the messages from Pastor Jeff on our Listen page. You can also sign up to get our e-devotionals, ministry updates, our exclusive Life Talk listener emails, and a whole lot more. We'll even send you a free gift just for signing up. And be sure to check out the resource page, as it's packed with so many things we know you'll be interested in. Again, the website is lifetalkradio.us, or call us at 877-884-3111. One last thing. Your partnership with this program through your generous giving is always needed and very appreciated. We know Life Talk is making a difference in your life, so this is how you can make a difference to ours. Please take a minute to send your best gift at the partner page on our website, lifetalkradio.us, or by calling 877-884-3111. Thanks so much for your heart of generosity. We truly appreciate it. Be sure to join us next time right here on Life Talk.